朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
一回到 Boston， but once I returned to Boston， 师母告诉我这七个礼拜所发生的事情。And Mrs. Lee shared with me what happened for the past 7 weeks。她拿了一本书给我，她说这是我们教会一位弟兄送你的一本书。And she told me this is a book that one of our brothers in the church want to give it to you。我一看就是 Issues Facing Christian Today 这一本书。When I see it, it was the exactly same book。所以这三个礼拜就拼命的看这本书。So I spent the past 3 weeks reading this book. 越看又兴奋又难过。When I read it, I was much excited, and yet I was also sorrowed. 作者在这本书里面提到许许多多今天世界上所发生的问题。The author points to many things that's happening around us. 核子核能的问题。For example, nuclear energy. 环境污染的问题。Environmental pollution. 经济的问题。Economics. 我已经提过，这是我回到台湾和日本，发现那边的宣教士需要我们为他们祷告。I shared with you this time when I went back to Taiwan and Japan, I realized that the missionaries there need our prayers. 因为日本钱和台币的升值影响到他们在那边的生活。Because of the appreciation of the Taiwan currency and the Japanese currency, we have to pray for their living standards. 这本书上有提到这个问题。And the book also mentioned these types of things. 提到人权的问题。Talked about human rights. 提到今年失业的问题。Talked about unemployment. 种族歧视的问题。Racial discrimination. 家庭离婚的问题。The divorce rate. 堕胎的问题。Abortion. 婚前就住在一起的问题。Sexual relationship before marriage. 同性恋的问题。Homosexuals.他把这些问题都摆出来。He placed all these problems before us. 然后就问今天的教会。And he asked the church today. 我们的答案在哪里？ Where are our answers? 我们开的药方在哪里？ What kind of medicine are we going to prescribe? 今天神把教会放在这个时代，我们应当扮演什么样的角色？ What is the role of the church today?我在台湾学到三个字，听说是这几年在台湾很出名，常常用的，这三个字叫做无力感。I learned about a term that's used in Taiwan very often used in the past few years, and that is a feeling of powerlessness. Powerlessness. 一个没有能力的一种感觉。A feeling of without power. 我突然发现这个 powerlessness 这个字描写到今天的基督教。再恰当也不最恰当的一个字。And I feel that this is a very good description of the church today. 我们今天拿不出答案来。We do not have the answers. 但你会问我，你说李牧师，我们教会人不是在增加吗？ But then you may say, Pastor Lee, but our church is growing. 我们教会在兴旺。Our church is reviving. 我害怕，如果我们人数增加而同时对今天的世界没有答案的话，我怕教会会变成。一些基督徒逃避现实的地方。I'm afraid, though, that if the church continues to grow and yet we do not offer real solutions to the world, then the church will become a refuge from the world. 基督徒好像鸵鸟一样，把头一埋在沙堆里面，眼不见为净。Are the Christians today becoming like ostriches, hiding their heads? 刚才听见诗班在唱《开到水深之处》。Just now we hear the choir singing, "Go to where the water is deep." 我们知道这是路加福音第五章耶稣向着彼得所发出来的命令。We know that this is a command that Jesus gave to Peter. 下个礼拜布道会，我相信神也借着这个诗歌提醒我们。I'm sure that God will remind us through this hymn that next week we have the evangelistic meetings. 我们很怕水深。But sometimes we are very afraid of the deep waters. 直觉的知道水深鱼多。Although we know that the fish is there. 但是我们怕水深而把我们淹没掉。But we are afraid of the deep waters that will drown us. 所以今天一个基督徒活在世界上，没有对世界那种影响力，实在说情有可原。 So it's understandable that a Christian is living in the world today and yet has no influence over the world.
因为我们充满了一种无力感在我们的心上。
Because we are filled with a feeling of powerlessness.
所以我们可以在礼拜天在教会里面做基督徒，我们却不能在礼拜一到礼拜五在我们的办公室和学校为主做见证。
So even though we can come to the church on Sunday, we cannot testify for God from Monday to Friday in our work or at school.
师母昨天到盐湖城去领会。
Mrs. Lee went to Salt Lake City yesterday to lead meetings.
昨天晚上我跟她打电话。
Last night I called her.
她要我为她在飞机上邻座的一个年轻人祷告。
She wanted me to pray for her past, the companion next to her during her trip.
她说那个年轻人叫 John, 是一个三十几岁的一个年轻的一个孩子。
She said, next to her was a young man called John.
对不起，不应该叫孩子啊，年轻人。
In his thirties,
师母一上飞机，打开圣经。
And Mrs. Lee went onto the airplane and opened her Bible.
就旁边那位 John 就看到他在看圣经。
And the person next to her, John, saw that she was reading the Bible.
当然，他看不懂中文，他就问他这是什么东西。那么师母告诉他说是圣经。
Since he didn't read Chinese, he asked her, "What are you reading?" And she said, "I'm reading the Bible."
然后就从那里开始，就把福音就带给他。
And from that point on, she tried to share the gospel with him.
那么那位 John 告诉师母说他是个天主教徒。
And John shared with Mrs. Lee that he was a Catholic.
他说了一句很有意思的话。
And he mentioned a very interesting statement.
他说我很喜欢到你们基督教会去听道理。
He said, "I really like to go to the Protestant churches to listen to your sermon."
但是我很喜欢在天主教堂敬拜神。
But then I like to worship God in Catholic churches.
师母就很简单跟我讲这句话。后来我一直想这句话，我觉得很有意思。
Mrs. Lee just mentioned that casually, but then when I think about it, I'm struck.
他说我觉得你们他的意思好像是说，我觉得你们基督教里面有道可以听，但是呢，要见神呢，还是要回到我们天主教堂才有神可以拜。
He seemed to imply that yes, you can go to the Protestant churches to listen to preaching, but to worship God, you should go to the Catholic church.
这一句话，单单一句话，他电话挂断，但是我想了好久好久这句话。
And this statement rang in my head for a long time.
到底我们今天在这里有没有神可以敬拜？
Do we really have God here?
有的时候实在很难。我常常讲，原来我在这里再讲一次，啰嗦一次，请弟兄姊妹原谅。
Please forgive me for mentioning this again and again.
我们今天到了基督教的礼拜堂里面，实在缺少敬虔的心。
Sometimes when we come to a Christian church, we really are lacking in a sense of reverence.
有的时候我觉得连一个佛教的庙都不如。
Sometimes I feel that we can't even compare to a Buddhist temple.
我们一进来好久不见了，上个礼拜怎么样？哎呀，好像我差一点用菜场这个词来形容。
As we come in, we're so excited to see friends that we haven't seen for a week. Sometimes I might even use the word we like in the market.
我们的神在哪里呢？
Where is God?
很多时候我们缺少敬虔的心。
Very often we are lacking in reverence.
以前也许我得罪到一些父母，请你们原谅我。
Maybe I have offended some of you. Please excuse me.
因为有的时候在聚完会以后，我看见很多的孩子，把这个地方当奥林匹克这个运动场，在这里跑步。
Especially to you as parents, because sometimes when I see children running around in the sanctuary,
那么很喜欢跑到台上来，表演一下。
They love to perform up here.
我觉得我们应当教导我们的下一代，这是圣殿。
And I feel that we should teach our offspring that this is a sanctuary.
不能在这里随便。
We are not supposed to do what we like here.
真是让我们到有一天听见有人说到，我要到你那里听，上帝也要到你那里去拜。
So that we can hear one day that I want to come to your church to listen to the preaching and to worship God.
也许我扯得有点太远，不过在这里我们看见。当时以色列人的光景和今天的情形并没有两样。
So you can see there are much similarity between the Israelites then and the church today.
所以当时的团体要复兴，神要先得着基甸，今天教会要被扭转，神也要得着我们每一个人。
So for the nation of Israel to be revived, God has to get Gideon, and similarly for the church today.
因为在整体的无力感的这个团体里面，感谢主。有一个基甸，他是一个有心人。
We praise God that while the whole nation of Israel feels that they are without power, there is a person known as Gideon.
基甸本身也许也没有力量，但是他有心，他有心。
Maybe Gideon himself also felt powerless, but then he has the right heart.
行不出来并不代表我们心中就不要立志行善。我想弟兄姊妹了解我的意思。
I think you understand what I'm saying. We cannot do it, and yet we do have the will. We have the heart.
保罗说我立志行善，由得我行出来，由不得我。
Paul himself said, I want to do good, but I cannot.
所以不是说我们行不出来，所以连那立志行善的那一点心，我们都把它放弃了。
So it's not that while we cannot do it, that we've lost our heart for goodness.
我们没有办法看见这个教会有能力不断的来到，难道我们连这一点的心愿都把它放弃掉了吗？
When we see ourselves without power, are we giving up hope that we will receive power one day?
基甸不是这样的。
But Gideon is not like that.
起码我们在早上所读的这段经文里面，看见基甸有三个特点或者长处。
At least in the passage that we have read, we found Gideon with three good points.
第一，他很真实。
First, he was honest.
当神告诉他说，我与你同在。
When God said, I am with you.
十三节，他马上说，主啊，你与我同在，同在在哪里？
But Gideon immediately replied, but God, if you are with us, where are you?
我也不行，以色列人也不行。
I am without power, the whole nation is without power.
他在这里好像跟神顶嘴。
Seemingly, he is arguing with God.
因为他在人的面前，在神的面前，他就是一个非常坦诚、非常诚实的人。
Because he was a very honest person expressing his feelings.
我们有时间多在这方面讲。第二，他是一个非常殷勤的人。
Secondly, he was a diligent man.
我们看见六章十九节，基甸就去预备一些山羊羔，他亲自去准备这些事情。
In verse 19, we saw how Gideon went in and prepared a young goat by himself.
27节他告诉我们说，基甸就从他仆人中挑了十个人，所以可见他有相当多的仆人可以被他差使。
And in verse 27, we saw Gideon had at least over 10 servants, so he could just as well delegate this to others.
而他在神的面前却是个殷勤不懒惰的人。
But he was a diligent person before God.
弟兄姊妹，原谅我再一次在这里强调这件事情。
Please forgive me for mentioning this again.
神要祝福我们每一个人。
God wants to bless all of us.
因此而祝福这个教会。
So that he can bless the church.
但是他不能祝福一个懒惰的人。
But he cannot bless those who are lazy.
我们在这里看见基甸被神选上，还是有选上的条件。
We see that Gideon has the right qualities.
因为他是一个殷勤的人。
Because he is a man of diligence.
第三，我们看见他也是个顺服的人。
And thirdly, we see that he is submissive.
二十节，神的使者叫他做一个很出奇的事情，他曾经告诉我们说，他就这样行了。
In verse 20, the angel of God asked for a very strange request, and Gideon did so.
但是在整个前面这段经文，好像跟耶和华沙龙还是没有发生到关系。
But perhaps we're still asking, what is the relationship between this and Jehovah Shalom?
一直到二十二节、二十三节、二十四节，我们才看到耶和华沙龙是怎么回事。
It was not until we come to verses 22, 23 that we understand.
我们看二十四节，他就筑了一座坛，取名叫耶和华沙龙。
In verse 24, we see that Gideon built an altar to the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom.
那么这 Jehovah Shalom 在 NIV 的翻译圣经里面就是说 God is peace, 神就是平安。
In the NIV version, it is translated Jehovah Shalom as the Lord or God is peace.
那么这个平安的观念思想从哪里来的呢？
But where does this topic of peace come from?
从二十三节来的。
It came from verse 23.
耶和华对他说：“你放心。”请你们注意看看那个英文声音是怎么翻译。
In verse 23, the English version says, "The Lord said to him, 'Peace.'"
你放心，英文就是 peace, shalom 这个字。
In English, it starts with peace.
那么这个 peace, 这个放心是从哪里来的呢？
Where does this peace come from?
因为基甸觉得不好了，糟糕了，我没有 peace 了，所以神说 peace 平安。
This is in reference to Gideon. He felt that he is in trouble. That's why God had to reassure him and give him peace.
他的 trouble, 他的困难，他的问题在哪里呢？
But what was troubling Gideon?
请看二十一节，二十二节。
We have to come to verse 22.
基甸见他是耶和华的使者，就说：“哀哉，主耶和华，我不好了，因为我敌面看见耶和华的使者。”
When Gideon realized that it was the angel of the Lord, he exclaimed, "Ah, sovereign Lord, I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face."
我不知道肖金志弟兄刚才在带我们读圣经的时候，有没有特别的原因这样读法。
I do not know why Brother Shao decided to lead us in the scriptural reading the way he did.
中文读完读英文，英文读完读中文。
How Chinese and English were alternating.
不知道他是不是算了一下，发现二十二节那个字中文念不出来，所以用英文来念。
Maybe he decided that the Chinese was too difficult to pronounce, so he switched to English in verse 22.
主耶和华，我不好了，因为我糟糕了。这个字不知道怎么念，是第一见耶和华的面。
I have seen the Lord face to face.
在英文这第一件就是 face to face, 面对面见到神。
He has seen God face to face.
请问弟兄姊妹，请问第一面见到耶和华有什么好哀哉的呢？
Let me ask you, why is he so troubled when he has seen the Lord face to face?
那么到底为什么第一见耶和华的面他就说哀哉不好了？
But why is Gideon troubled here?
然后神说放心吧 Peace be with you Peace be unto you 这个平安与你同在
And God had to reassure him Do not be afraid Peace be with you
因为他在那里敌见耶和华的使者其实是敌见耶和华本身
Because when he saw the angel of the Lord He is seeing God face to face
今天让姊妹注意一件很重要的旧约的一个真理
And we have to understand a truth in Old Testament times
我们知道我们的神是三位一体的神
We know that our God is a triune God.
圣父、圣子、圣灵。
The Holy Father, the Holy Son, and the Holy Ghost.
我们知道旧约是圣父做工的时期。
In the Old Testament, the work was centered on the Father.
当新约四福音的时代是圣子三位一体第二位圣子做工的时期。
During the time of the Gospels, it was the Son who was working.
当使徒行传开始就开始三位一体第三位圣灵开始工作的时期。
And the Acts started with the work with the Holy Spirit.
那么今天人家就会问了，那么旧约是圣父，那么圣子圣灵哪里去了呢？
So some might ask, well, if we only have the Father in the Old Testament, what happened to the Son and the Spirit?
弟兄姊妹，在旧约圣经里面常常出现耶和华的使者，这个就是三位一体第二位圣子耶稣在旧约出现的时候，就是。这个耶和华的使者
Brothers and sisters, whenever we see the angel of the Lord or the messenger of the Lord in the Old Testament, this is a manifestation of the Son.
我们看一下这段经文
Let's see this verse.
我们看十二节
Verse 12.
耶和华的使者向基甸显现，对他说：“大能的勇士啊，耶和华与你同在。”
Verse 12. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior."
然后看十四节
Verse 14.
请注意好，前面明明是耶和华的使者说话，到十四节，耶和华观看基甸说。
Now let's pay attention. In verse 12, we were told that the angel of the Lord appeared, and yet in verse 14, we see the Lord turned to him and said.
然后看十六节
，verse 16,
耶和华对他说：“我与你同在。”
The Lord answered, "I will be with you."
所以在这里很明显的看见一件事情。耶和华的使者向基甸显现的那一位就是三位一体第二位圣子在旧约圣经的显现
So it's very clear to us that when we see the angel of the Lord here it really points to the Son
换句话说基甸在设立这个祭坛之前他亲自第一面见到耶和华神
In other words, when Gideon built this altar, it was after he had seen God face to face.
我再说，看到神有什么不好呢？有什么可怕的
？And then we continue to ask, why is it so frightful to see God?
中文有一个成语叫做自惭形秽，就自己觉得自己很惭愧。
In Chinese, we have a saying that sometimes we can be very embarrassed or ashamed.
自惭形秽是什么时候才有的呢？
When do we have this type of feeling?
当我站在一个非常道德完整、非常好的一个人的面前，哎呀，我就觉得抬不起头来。
We use that type of saying when we are next to someone who is very moral, who has very high standards, and we feel so embarrassed before him.
越跟这样的人在一起。越产生强烈的自卑感。
When we stand and compare to this type of person, we feel embarrassed and we feel inferior.
请问，这一位你所见到的是这位完美、伟大、无限的神，我们的感觉是什么呢？
So we extrapolate. If we now see God, who is perfect in every respect, how shall we feel?
见到神， 其实在圣经里面很清楚告诉我们，不是一个开玩笑的事情。
The Bible teaches very clearly that it is no joking matter to see God.
因为一个人真正见到神之后，才能够真正的认识他自己。
It's only when one has truly seen God that he truly understands himself.
我们知道，今天人际的问题常常产生，不是你不认识对方，而是你不认识你自己。
Many times we have personal conflicts not because you don't understand each other, but because you do not understand yourself.
当然，两个人发生摩擦，不认识对方是一个很关键性的一个原因。
Of course, one of the important factors is maybe you do not know the other person.
但是更重要的一件事情，不是你不认识对方，而是你不认识你自己。
But perhaps more importantly, you do not understand yourself very well.
我们现在在成人主日学有一班叫婚姻与家庭。
We have a special class in the adult Sunday school, which is marriage and family.
我们讲到家庭夫妇的关系。
We talked about the relationship between husband and wife.
我们发现夫妇之间的关系最大的一个难处就是不知道如何沟通 communication.
One of the problems facing us today is the problem of communication.
哎呀，常常说我跟你结婚23年，哎呀，我还不认识你，原来你那么糟糕，或者怎么样。
Well, oftentimes we hear couples saying, "Oh, I have been married to you for 23 years, and still I do not know you."
但是弟兄姊妹，原谅我这样说，提出来给各位做个参考。很多时候你在说这句话之前，你想一想看，是你真的不认识他呢，还是你不认识你自己？
But when we say these types of things, let us pause and reflect. Do we truly not know our spouse, or do we not know ourselves?
基甸要在那个时候接着神的显现认识他的自己。
And Gideon found himself when he met God.
因为当他跟神之间产生一个平安和平的关系的时候，
When he received this peaceful relationship with God,
然后他才可以把平安带到以色列人当中。
Then he can bring peace to the rest of the Israelites.
全世界现在都在寻找和平。
The whole world is searching for peace.
和平是一个今天一个非常非常大家向往的一个题目。
Seemingly, this is one thing that everyone is after.
除非我们个人跟神之间有一个和平的关系，我们不可能指望今天和平在这个地上。
But unless all of us can be at peace with God, it is almost impossible for us to be at peace with each other.
因为我们要认识神，才能够认识我们自己。
Because we have to know God to know ourselves.
认识自己才有可能有平安。
And it's through knowing ourselves that we can have peace with others.
我刚才说这个信息是一个很大的一个信息。
This is a big topic.
没有办法三言两语把它讲完。
I cannot encompass the whole realm by a few words.
但是我们看见耶和华沙龙不只是给基甸带来扭转，也给整个以色列人带来一个很大的一个转变。
But we have seen how Jehovah Shalom, this experience, have been a turning point for Gideon, and later on became the turning point for Israel.
让我们也经历什么叫做耶和华沙龙在我们的身上。
And may we all experience the same thing.In our hearts.
让我们过去三个礼拜所讲的耶和华以勒、耶和华尼西、耶和华沙龙，成为我们今后个人灵性长进的一个帮助，也成为我们教会往前走的帮助。
And may the compound names of God, Jehovah Ira, Jehovah Nisi, and Jehovah Shalom be our direction for personal growth.
让我们经历靠着他得胜。经历靠着他，我们就有丰富的预备，也经历靠着他享受主的平安。
So that we can experience the peace of God, victory with God, and Him providing us with all our needs.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目，愿神祝福你的新生命。